Chapter 7. We went back to my apartment, and I wasted no time getting Butters inside and behind the protection of my wards. Mouse loomed up from my little kitchen alcove and padded over to me, tail wagging.
"Holy crap," Butters said. "You have a pony."
I said. Mouse sniffed at my hand and then walked over to snuffle around Butters' legs with a certain solemn ceremony. Then he sneezed and looked up at Butters, wagging his tail.
"Can I pet him?" Butters said.
"If you do, he won't leave you alone." I went into my room to pick up a few things from my closet, and when I came back out, Butters was sitting on the hearth, poking the fire to life and feeding it fresh wood. Mouse sat nearby, watching with patient interest.
"What breed is he?" Butters asked.
"Half chow and half woolly mammoth, a woolly chamoth." Mouse's jaws opened in a doggy grin.
"Wow, some serious teeth there," Butters said. "He doesn't bite, does he?"
"Only bad guys," I told him. I grabbed Mouse's lead and clipped it to his collar. "I'm going to take him outside for a bit. I'll bring him back in. Then I want you to lock up and stay put." He hesitated in mid-poke.
"You're leaving?"
"It's safe," I said. "I've got measures in place here that will prevent Gravain from finding you by magical means."
"You mean with a spell or something?"
"Yeah," I said. "My spells should counter Gravain's and keep him from locating you while I get some things done."
"You won't be here?"
Butters said. He didn't sound too steady. "Gravain won't find you," I said.
"But what if he does anyway?"
"He won't."
"Sure, sure, he won't. I believe you."
Butters swallowed.
"But what if he does?"
I tried to give him a reassuring smile. "There are more wards in place to stop someone from coming in. Mouse will keep an eye on you, and I'll leave a note for Thomas and ask him to stay home tonight, just in case."
"Who's Thomas?"
"Roommate," I said. I dragged a piece of paper and a pen out of a cabinet in the base of the coffee table and started writing the note. "Thomas. Bad guys from my end of the block are trying to kill the little guy in the living room. His name is Butters. I brought him here to get him off the radar while I negotiate with them. Do me a favor and keep an eye on him until I get back. Harry." I folded the note and stuck it up on the mantel. "He's smart and fairly tough. I'm not sure when he'll get back. When he does, tell him I brought you here and give him the note. You should be okay." Butters exhaled slowly.
"All right. Where are you going?"
"To the bookstore," I said.
"Why there?"
"Gravain was reading a copy of a book called Die Lied der Erlking. I want to know why." Butters stared at me for a second and then said,
"In all of that, with threats and guns and zombies and everything, you noticed the title of the book he was holding?"
"Yeah. Damn, I'm good."
"What do I do?"
he asked. "Get some sleep." I waved a hand at my bookshelves. "Read. Help yourself to anything in the kitchen. Oh, one more thing. Do not open the door for any reason."
"Why not?"
"Because the spells on it might kill you."
"Oh," he said. "Of course, the spells."
"No joking, Butters. They're meant to keep things out, but if you open the door, you could get caught in the backwash. Thomas has a talisman that will let him in safely, so do I. Anyone else will be in a world of hurt, so stand clear." He swallowed.
"Right. Okay. What if the dog has to go?"
I sighed. "He can't mess the place up any worse than Thomas. Come on, Mouse, let's make sure you'll be settled." Mouse seemed to have a sixth sense about when not to take his time making use of the boarding house's yard, and we went to our little designated area and back with no delays. I got him back inside with Butters, revved up the Beetle, and headed for Bock-ordered books. Artemis Bock, proprietor of Chicago's oldest occult shop, had been a fixture near Lincoln Park for years before I had ever moved to town. The neighborhood was a bizarre blend of the worst a large city had to offer, marching side by side with the erudite academia of the University of Chicago. It wasn't the kind of place I wanted to walk around after dark, wizard or no, but there wasn't much choice.